everybody. Grandpa Bill here. Listen, I want to talk to you about the Sales Custom Blend Aromatherapy. I'm going to be coupling together with the CBD drink drops come November based on demand that we've been talking lots about here with the PA Sales Advocacy Program for the CBD drink drops. But I want to talk real quick here about the Blissful Dog Apothecary. All handcrafted, all natural moisturizers for your dog's dry nose, elbow calluses, rough paws, and minor skin issues, as well as shampoos, soaps, aromatherapies, an array of fine products for dogs, cats, and horses from my friend Kathy Danelle Bitcock over at Blissful Dog and Horse and her able-bodied staff, Ashley. They're the folks that have done my custom blends, private label, over the last 3 or 4 years. Kathy's been a guest on my Blood Talk radio show in years past. So we want to ask, does your dog freak out when it thunders? Normally confident dog who may be the king of the rock, the king of the park, the king of your dog park, walking area, or whatever, fully confident in every other aspect of his or her life. Nothing really bothers him until maybe a thunderstorm or fireworks, especially around those festivities. Does your dog start to shake, drool, terrified, quiver, hover? Just as we have fair triggers ourselves, such as spiders, snakes, heights, public speaking, so do our dogs. Thunderstorms, fireworks, loud, unexpected noises, travel, changes in routine, being left alone, especially separation anxiety. Dogs experience that probably far more than other species, certainly far more than cats, which I've talked about before. The Relaxed Dog Aromatherapy uses our custom blend of safe essential oils to gently calm and relax your dog. These are all Kathy Danelle's world famous, renowned original recipes. Relax is the same calm recipe for all dog breeds, mixed and multi-breeds. The three cute puppy label, which I'll put some pictures of over on my Facebook page, features an Akita, a Brewer Yorkie, and a classic mixed breed puppy. Kathy is a graphic genius. She can virtually do over, I think it's 110 breeds of separate breeds and dogs now for custom labeling. So any dog clubs or something like that, and if a veteran or whatever has a faction of a certain breed of dog or whatever, we can customize the product at no additional charge. You need to capacitating it and making it become unique, breed specific. It's an extra value-added service that Kathy offers for most of them. Quick tips for using Relaxed Dog Aromatherapy. You begin to apply prior to or at the onset of the stress-inducing event. Reassure your dog in a calm, gentle manner. Reapply frequently as needed for your dog's peace of mind. Use Relaxed Dog Aromatherapy roll-on and spray together, preferably to amplify the results. Using Relaxed Spray Aromatherapy, if you spritz it over your dog's body from the ears back, definitely do not spray it directly in their face. Do not do that. Alternate application, spray it onto your hands or cloth and pet your dog. You can spray their bedding, their crate. You can spray inside your vehicle prior to traveling, transport, if that's a stressful situation for your dog. Use as a needed, or as you see fit to be needed to support your individual dog during any stressful event. But you cannot like OD or do detrimental damage. Their hair is not gonna fall off if you use 5 sprays as opposed to 1. It's really unique to your dog, your breed, your heritage of your dog, their diet, their metabolism, what they're presently eating. You know, are they up a notch, unique to the breed, a la Chihuahuas? It's just indigenous to the breed. That's not an offensive remark. It's a truism. They're a little bit of a nervous Nelly, so it may be more profound and that they're a little bit neurotic on a day-to-day basis, so a loud noise or whatever might take a couple extra sprays. Those of you that own Chihuahuas, maybe could get a test to that. I just use that as a random example. This is why Kathy's having her background, being an author. I talked about the brachiocephalic dogs with the short noses that have more precipitation of sinus infection, sinusitis, and all of that. And separate shows on that. She's authored books specifically about her Frenchie dogs, especially, and she's an award-winning show dog person in a former life herself, and then her histrionics as to how she started the company. It's an amazing saga in and of itself. If you're not familiar with her, she's world famous, literally and figuratively. She has worldwide distribution, very renowned within the business, and I've had nothing but superlative results with herself, her support staff, the end product. They're just awesome. And, you know, they have been a show company to myself, being a small sole proprietor. It's why I continue to try to do goodwill ambassadorship for them and encourage direct ordering with their fine original recipes. And I offer my custom rewards package and the Sales 5025 program as a reward for the direct ordering to the manufacturer that's over at mydearsalesdpweb.com website, or the direct to the manufacturer link. If you do any of those, you just want to retain your information, get back in touch with me just to document that we did it, you know, through our program, and then you qualify for the virtual vouchers. And that gets into the veterans packaging that we'll talk more about in November. So I'm going to take a commercial break here. We'll come back and talk more about the veterans program.
Okay, welcome back. What I want to try to talk about here, continuing what we started to delve into before the commercial break, is continuing to ask a series of questions like, does your dog need canine concentration? This is segueing into the focus formula of my aromatherapy, if you will. So, does your dog need canine concentration? Does your dog hit the ground running and never slows down ever? Or does your dog not even flicker an ear when you call their name? For instance, you know, are you trying to train them to do a specific function, a specific chore? If you're in the show arena, you know, is it geared around, you know, commands and confirmation and all of the terminology and nomenclature within the show arena, training specific events or what have you? Does your dog not even flicker an ear when you call their name sometimes? Zero acknowledgement, for instance. Do you even exist sometimes? They can be so much like children, as human children, if you will, in so many regards. It's not necessarily humorous, but you chuckle. This is why the two endocannabinoid systems, we talked about that, are so receptive. But focused dog aromatherapy enhances the canine concentration of your dog. For your hyper-energetic and attention deficit dogs, with the fine natural essential oil ingredients that Kathy so painstakingly has put together. So whether your dog will be doing field work or competition, or just likes to run out in the woods when you guys take nature walks or whatever, if you're trying to make, you know, stay on the path with me, Jimmy, don't go out in the woods or what have you, my crazy examples, but, you know, excelling at agility or obedience or confirmation, again, if you're training specific functions for your dog, especially in the show arena, that's a adjacent program that I'm also running with the CBD Drink Drop Elixir Advocacy Program for dog breeders, show dog owners, multiple pet owners, and what have you. But for those of you that are in the show arena, I've talked about using this advocacy template, that I've used it in years past when I was really more entrenched in my kennel kelp business. I'm still in that business, but I'll talk about that to a different degree. I don't offer the big 50-pound bags anymore. I offer, you know, smaller versions of the powder. But when I was entrenched in that business, that template program for the advocacy is what got me so entrenched by good fortune with a lot of really good people that helped me along the way, and good testimonials and what have you. And I was pretty entrenched for a few years in the show dog arena and dog breeder. And my testimonials over basales.vpweb.com go back, you know, over that 20-year span. So you can feel free to check that out for documentation and verification. But if you're in the show arena and you are trying to make the dog excel at an agility event or obedience or confirmation, or if you guys have dog clubs or agility dog clubs or whatever, military dogs, police dogs, obviously flushing out drugs, criminals or birds or hunting dogs, really, seriously, whatever application you're trying to train the dog to hone in, I'm randomly throwing out examples. So that's the focus. All natural focused dog aromatherapy will help shift your dog's frazzle into focus. You know, they're not paying attention, they're not listening, whatever it, you know, is that you need to get them to focus on. So essential oils used are cypress, which soothes emotions, cedarwood grounds, frankincense. I always say, remember the Bible. Go back and look at frankincense. You know, frankincense and myrrh. Myrrh is also in these essential oils. Biblical, goes hand in hand with hemp. The hemp CBD drink drops that we're talking about. This is unique to the veterans program for their pets and or for themselves or both under the advocacy program. So I'll be incorporating, based on demand through the advocacy program, the aromatherapy in kits with the CBD drink drops and also with the CTFO 10X Pure, as I've done shows on how they're both good companion products, and or separate and succinctly to put into those kits. That's part of the reward package for the premise of the advocacy program for the first 100 participants now to October 31st that come in to the advocacy program for the CD drink drops. You can check out my archival shows to put this together. You guys will hear me talk a lot about the big jigsaw puzzle, all the symmetry and the pieces, and you know how they work synergistically together. But as I create these archival shows and do podcasts and Facebook entries, you know, where you come in and out of them to retrieve them, you know, you may be listening to this 3 weeks from now. Seriously. So sometimes, you know, you have to take the onus, if the interest is there to begin with, to do the investigative work to put it all together by going to the archival show, simply because, especially in the ubiquitous audience, if you just happenstance through and, you know, are becoming familiar with the information. So please keep in mind that I try to customize this as much as I can. But of course, the more listeners, the better, and I certainly encourage that. So degree of familiarity is my point. I have customers that are listening in via invite, if they are, that have bought these products. And again, I would tell you to refer to or ask you to please refer to my testimonial page to, you know, further document. So continuing more with other ingredients, frankincense quiets anxiety. Lavender is the classic calming. Vetiver is a stress relief natural essential oil. Bergamot, which uplifts and balances. Myrrh, as I said earlier, relieves agitation. The ylang ylang, L-A-Y-L-A-N-G, Y-L-A-N-G. For those of you that may or may not be familiar with that, that's how it's spelled. That's a natural essential oil that helps induce calmness. And grapefruit, which enlivens the mind. Okay, you would apply the focused dog aromatherapy prior to the event that your dog needs the concentration for, you know, field work, obedience, training, competition, again, all those myriad of examples, whichever slipper fits your foot in your unique situation, if you will. So, the aromatherapy, again, backtracking just a little tiny bit here. When you use the focused dog aromatherapy for short periods of time when concentration is needed. So, again, you apply as much or as little as necessitated to accomplish the mission. But understand my connotation of short spurts here, and actually short sprays, if you will. You know, you're not going to hurt them by multiple sprays, but unique to the focus one, you might want to just go with as minimal sprays as you can get away with. Again, do what it takes. You're not going to harm the dog in any way by giving 10 sprays as opposed to 5. But it's almost like a psychological thing between yourself and the pet too. Thus is the name of focus. It's an extra, you know, to whatever degree you want to take it to with your pet. That's my only point of minimizing the dosage. Not so much that they get dependent on it, but there's like a healthy addiction, if you will. There's no addiction, but some dogs actually are very responsive and almost anticipated is my point. So that's between you and your pet. And again, just use your own discretion. And again, if you can get away with as little as possible, that's obviously a cost savings for yourself as well. So, you know, we all want to be cost effective as well, as best we can. You know, the yield is good and all of that. The yield is very good. But, you know, if you do 37 sprays, I mean, again, obviously you're, you know, going to exhaust the canister that much more rapidly. So what you want to try to concentrate on as well is focused dog aromatherapy in the available sizes. And you can find out all of that, you know, like directly at Kathy's website. But focused dog aromatherapy is available in 0.45-ounce roll-on bottles and 2.7-ounce spray bottles with your choice of the dog breed on the label, and Kathy will do the label dog breed specific at no additional charge, if indeed that's a value-added advantage for you, and especially if you're in a dog club environment, you know, breed club or what have you. So whether your dog is wound tight, go until they fall over from exhaustion, or a totally inattentive dog, lives in his own world, if you will. Focused dog aromatherapy can help channel that. Focused dog aromatherapy is intended to be used for training, competitions, or events of a shorter duration. It's not intended for you to spray your dog all the time, as I just intimated, because you want them to listen to you. Oh, I wish, you know, whatever it is you're wishing for your dog as you converse with them, as you should. And being a good parent, I'm preaching to the choir. You talk to your pets all the time, as we all do as pet owners. So use focused dog aromatherapy a few minutes before the training, the event, the competition. That will teach your dog that this scent means it's time to go to work. if you will. So your dog will learn that this means they need to pay attention. It's part and parcel of the therapeutic event of what you're trying to train them for. You really do become an aromatherapy specialist under that premise. You really do. And I've talked about that over at my Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans podcast, as I talk to you with my own two cats, as I show you the methods of administering it with those two fools, Brady and Brody. So, but it'll be over soon and good things happen. That's how the dog will interpret it. Then you can do your treat, reward, or whatever you do for them being good doggies. And, oh, that was good, Timmy. You did such a good dog. Taking your focus. Oh, mommy loves you. And we're all idiots when we talk to our dogs. Listen, poor cats or pets, be true. Be honest. There's nothing to be a bit ashamed for. We're foolish with our pets. But that's awesome because it's reciprocal rewarding by being so. It releases endorphins. There's ancillary benefits to this aromatherapy as well. It's all human grade. So if you're having a tough day at the races or at your office or whatever, take a couple of sprays yourself. Seriously, it works wonders. So keeping expectations real for your pet, there are some breeds that are and will probably not respond as well as others for a multitude of reasons. Number one, to include Kathy's fine products, and she would be the first to tell you that too. Nothing is for everybody and or every pet. Nothing. But her success ratio is pretty good. So keeping expectations real, as I say, unique to some of those breeds. For example, you'll probably get much better results using focus on like a border collie. I'm arbitrarily picking the breeds, than you would a Jack Russell, for instance. Jack Russells are a little bit more unattentive, a little bit more independent, a little bit more up a notch, neurotic, due to their heritage, due to their breed. It is what it is. I mean, truly, it is. It is what it is. So it's available in roll-on and spray bottles with your choice of dog breed labels upon request. All right, I'm going to go to another outtake. Thanks for being patient. And when I come back, I'll wrap this up. I'll talk about the AgeWell formula and how that accentuates your pet as they get a tad older with all those wonderful maladies that affect all animals, humans, and beasts with old age chronological maladies. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay, welcome back. This is the wrap-up of today's show. Thank you for joining us, number one, and thank you for continuing to refer the show. Number two, both the show and the business continue to grow thanks to your referrals, so we do appreciate that very, very much. Okay, I want to talk about the AgeWell formula of our aromatherapy. I offer Kathy's recipes on the private label for my Aedalus custom blends. Although they're not custom blend anymore due to the insurance claimers that I talked about with the parent company. So we can still offer private label. That gets into volume, it gets into differentiation of the pricing. If and when that situation presents itself, that's certainly an option to talk about, and I'd be more than willing to talk about that. The easiest way, in my humble opinion, is go direct to Kathy for all of those reasons, because you stand to gain the ancillary benefits of these packages if you decide to participate in the advocacy program. And this it's not only applicable to the veterans, but here, talking about it here, is for the overview of introducing veterans and their pets, or veterans that are looking for the products themselves. So, does your senior dog seem lost, bewildered, agitated, afraid, or having no contributable or discernible reason? They just seem that way? Maybe wandering, lost, disoriented? AgeWell Dog Aromatherapy supports your dog's aging process emotionally and mentally with the gentle essential oils. And I always ask us to envision ourselves, if we're of that chronological age, and or our parents, grandparents, whatever, you folks out there in the listening audience, if you are old, you know what I'm talking about. If you aren't, you certainly know someone that is, whatever the connection. As we all progress chronologically, it's fearful, and it's fearful for the dogs as they take on the disorientedness, all that ache and pain, all that loss of appetite, which is key. I'll get back to that in a moment. But AgeWell Dog Aromatherapy helps the emotional and mental stress of dealing with the onset of old age. So you can apply the AgeWell when you notice your senior dog showing signs of agitation, confusion, or anxiety. You want to spray from the ears backwards down the spine through the tail. And again, I'd recommend going over to my Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans podcast show, both at my website and also over at my Facebook page. And my cats are depictive of that as far as live video. I'm a cat owner. I don't own a dog. I've owned dogs through my childhood and early adulthood, but I've been a cat owner for cumulative years for, oh my goodness, a really long time. And then 12 years with my present two, and we had 18 with the former two, who were also bred as cats in my own case. So anyhow, event. How you want to apply the AgeWell up where it's applicable for your aging pet. You know, do the gentle process down the spine, behind the ears, through the tail. Most times they're receptive enough. Again, nothing's universal. They'll actually roll over and let you put it on their belly as it usurps into those trigger points, the ears, spine, the tail, the actual touch of your hand, your talking with them, which is key. It is part of the process. Or spray your hands or cloth. Again, you know your pet the best. You know your pet's idiosyncrasies. You know how you don't want to defeat the purpose of their turmoil by additional antsiness, frightenedness. You know, my two cats would run and hide, and I've talked to you about that, they know the bottle. I know that sounds crazy, but believe me when I tell you that. Believe me when I tell you that. That's a true story. Someday I'll try to capture that on camera if it's conducive to do so. We'll play a game. The next time I have them with me, I won't actually take the cap off the bottle. And watch how they react. I will prove that to you. But for now, you'll have to trust me. So, point being, you know your pet the best. We don't want to induce additional fear or whatever. So you sometimes do have to get creative. You need to, as you probably know, little Jimmy doesn't like the ABC supplement that you got, wherever you got it, over the counter or otherwise. You have to play games with that, right? However you do that, hide it, mask it, hide the flavor, put a blueberry flavoring on it, whatever you do, but you're doing it for the greater good because you love your pet and you're trying to get the medication, whatever it is, into them. Same premise with this aromatherapy. There's been isolated cases I talked about, you know, and told you in my shows before on my wife, Graham. Sometimes when they, not so much with that, my cats get out of control, but, you know, being brothers, just like human brothers, they roll around and fly around, Rocky the flying squirrel, knock stuff over, all this crazy stuff. Well, if they get too out of control, you know, if Graham's watched television or something like that, occasionally, she'll like waif it on a Kleenex or something like that, just to waif it in the air. And they do, you know, inhale it or what have you, and it does calm them down. It does. It does. We got to play all these games, especially cats, but you may play games with your dogs. So you can spray it on your hands, a cloth, a Kleenex, you know, use your self-improvisation for the greater good, but they will respond to it. However, you get it on them and or in them or what have you. So you can spray their bedding, their crate, their sleeping area, their favorite chair, their hideout, their blankie, their whatever, their toys, as far as that goes. You can roll on inside their ears if they allow you to do so. That's the best thing to do. Some dogs are receptive, some aren't. Again, you know your pet. But those are the trigger points. And it's much quicker for their response time because of the fact. So if you can roll it on the inside of their ears or on your hand, and pet your dog again, that's where, you know, it's option, but it's suggested to get the spray and the roll on simply because it might be a little bit harder if you're using the spray to spray it in their ear. It's not funny. You know, it's harder to control a spray in an ear canal to have the fluid run out and all that kind of stuff to your discretion. So, you know, they're available in kits as an option, certainly singularly. You know, the roll-ons offered singularly, the sprays offered singularly. But as I get into November, based on interest, and or if you order them direct, you're off and running. But this is to suggest that you do them adjacent with our CBD drink drops and also the 10X Pure product, which will also be available in kits. So roll it on the inside of the ears or on your hand and pet your dog. Comfort and reassure your dog after the application. Whatever process you have unique between you and your dog, that's personal and that's sacred. It's awesome. Use it as often as needed. Use the spray and roll on together for maximum effectiveness. If that works for you, you know, budget, or it's not really cost prohibitive, but I understand. I do. Thus, as it's available separately, succinctly, however you choose, it's an option. The highest efficacy and easiest for application is to have both to your discretion. So peaceful and present aging is our intention for your dog. AgeWell Dog Aromatherapy is available in spray and roll-on bottles with your choice of dog breed labels. Again, with Kathy's graphic genius. Dedicated to all of the senior dogs we have all known and loved. I haven't owned any for years, but I've known and loved many. My affiliation with the Animal Refuge League, having had the privilege to meet many of my customers' dogs in years past. There's many dogs in the complex where I live in my condo association. They're my friends. I pet them when I can see them, when their owners are out on walks or what have you. You heard the outtake of the Liberty Wrist Band. I'll talk more about that, which is another great accoutrement or potential for handicapped veterans or disabled veterans or just casual dog walkers or aged dog walkers. And I have recipients here in my condo that utilize the product, and they're in my testimonial page as well. So it's created with work by loving dog owners, be it Kathy and Ashley out there in Minnesota. And these formulas are applicable for cats and horses as well. And I'll talk about those in an upcoming show. So The Blissful Dog, feel free to contact Kathy directly. I would encourage you to do so. And I want to thank you for joining into today's show here at the Anchor Radio Show. I'm going to wrap that up for today. Always remember that it sells, can it help? It is animal products. The Blissful Dog and Horse, Kathy Denell, Vicac, all my supplying vendors promote good health in all animals and their humans, plants, and the planet. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey folks, Grandpa Bill here. I want to talk to you about sleep deprivation. Is your quality of sleep affecting your daily life? Do you find yourself tossing and turning in bed when you're supposed to be calm and still? Do you wake up feeling groggy after a full night in bed? You deserve a good night's sleep and a good night's rest. When we are young, melatonin, a naturally occurring hormone in the brain, is released to promote sleep at night. Unfortunately, as we age, environmental factors such as artificial light reduce the melatonin our bodies are able to produce, resulting in lack of sleep. RCTFO sleep support spray is combined with a special blend of CBD, melatonin, and nutrients to help promote a long and restful sleep. This product is great for those experiencing difficulty falling or staying asleep. It helps to improve your quality of sleep with no groggy feeling the next day. Our unique blend of nutrients has been specially selected to help you sleep faster and maintain a healthy sleep cycle. Don't take our word for it. Just visit the page at bhsales.vpweb.com. Follow the links to the CTFO website. You'd be glad you did. You deserve a good night's rest. How much is that worth to you? Sleep deprivation, huge problem. CTFO, sleep spray, does the trick. Thanks for listening into the show. Now back to the show.